Kitchen Bingo. We are connected to nature through what we eat. All of the ingredients in our food came from nature. Avocados grow on trees, potatoes grow underground, and even milk comes from cows that eat grasses growing from the ground. Every plant needs water, sunlight, and soil to grow, and the earth provides everything plants, humans, and animals need to survive. Let's play Kitchen Bingo to discover all the fruits, seeds, leaves, roots, and shoots that are hidden in the things we eat. Bon appétit! Materials. Bingo cards, pages 3 through 5. Pen, marker, crayon, or pencil. Directions. 1. Print one bingo card, pages 3 through 5. For each person playing. 2. Read your cards together before you begin the game. Which foods sound familiar? 3. Ready, set, go. Search for the fruits, vegetables, and roots on your bingo card. You can look in your fridge, freezer, cupboards, cabinets, or wherever you keep your food. 4. Call out each item you find and mark it on your card with your pencil. Only the person who finds the food and calls it out first gets to mark it on their card. 5. To win, be the first person to get 5 items in a row, either up and down, side to side, or corner to corner. When you get 5 in a row, say, "Bingo!" 6. Hint. If you are having trouble finding something on your card, remember there are a lot of hidden foods in prepared foods like canned soup, sauces, dips, drinks, and frozen pasta, pizza, and more. Check the ingredients list. 7. Challenges. If you are seeing something on your bingo card that you haven't heard of, look it up in a dictionary or online with the help of an adult. Can you find it at the store the next time you go shopping or order food? If you are feeling adventurous, try making something using the fruit or vegetable you just discovered. If you had a garden, what would you plant? Draw a picture or make a poem about your garden. Look at the other food in your fridge. Things like cheese, meat, fish, eggs, milk, yogurt, and even rice, pasta, and other grains all rely on sunlight, water, and good soil. Talk with an adult friend or family member and see if you can figure out how each of these foods are connected to our Earth's systems. Why are sunlight, water, and soil so important for people and animals? How can you and your family save water?